Blog Talk Radio. it all right here. Come just now to say thank you, O King. You're not just a part of my life, but my everything. Your love reaches way down deep within, passes human understanding. There will always be a song for you I sing. One word alone just can't express my heart's desire. Gratitude for one more day my needs supply. Your warm embrace and tenderness, patience with me through all my mess. I come to one conclusion, you are the best. Almighty.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for another day that we have to be among the land of the living, to give you praise and to rejoice at the gifts that you've given us. Father God, we come before you this morning, Father God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you are great and mighty. Good morning, Ted Lyon, and to everyone that has joined us this morning, no matter where you are. As we lift our voice and we prepare to go before Father God in the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus, we thank you that you go before us and you intercede for us this morning, and that you take our words and you take the presentation of our hearts and you administer them to God. Lord Jesus, we know that you're Lord over all. No matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, Father God, you're Lord over South America, North America. You're Lord over Australia, Africa, Great Britain, Canada. Father God, your glory, your power reaches the Caribbeans. It reaches Korea, Japan, the Netherlands. Father God, your spirit touches everywhere in this world. And Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus this morning over the hearts, the minds, the very souls, spirits, and bodies of your children this morning as we come before you. In remembrance of the new covenant that you, Jesus Christ, gave your life in obedience so that we could have an everlasting life with God. Hebrews 4:6 says, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in a time of need." Dear Jesus, we thank you for your finished work on the cross, for your sacrifice, that through you we now have access to the Father in your precious name. That through the life that was in your shed blood, we are now connected with the Spirit of the living God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning to ask you to strengthen us and to protect us from the works of the enemy and all its shapes, imaginations, and manifestations, to watch over us as we come and as we go, to protect our families, our property, possessions, to strengthen and protect us as we're on our jobs, Father God, as we immerse ourselves in our communities, in our government, whether local, state, or federal. And Father God, we especially come to you this morning, Father, to ask that you clear the confusion and dishonesty at the highest levels of our nation, of not only our nation, Father God, but nations and governments around the world. Father God, we ask you to place your servants in positions to be ready to stand with a straight back and a firm spine. Father God, to enable them, to deploy them with the spiritual tools needed for the task at hand in this evil day. Father God, your word says to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I speak boldly as I ought to speak. Father God, I pray this scripture for everyone listening on this call this morning. Father God, I ask you that all that are listening to look at Ephesians 6, 11 through 20, and to proclaim that in your name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to cleanse and clear the airways and the transmission lines on and through the internet this morning, canceling the negative effects and influences of any disrupting spirits or any entities that would attempt to come against your will. Father God, we ask and we seek for your comfort and guidance this morning in all that we do as we prepare to receive and to transmit and present your word this morning for the edification of our very spirit, soul, and body. Father God, your word says, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew 21 and 22. Your word says that if you abide in me and my words in you, whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. To ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. John 15 and 7. Father God, this morning we ask you to help us walk in and move according to your spirit in faith, knowing that as we ask, you are faithful and just to do according to your will. So, Father, we come before you asking in the name of Jesus of Nazareth to defeat and destroy the camps of those who would oppose you, to cause and render confusion in the midst of their planning to wreak havoc against your children in Jesus' precious name. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy before thee and shall say, destroy them. Deuteronomy 33 and 27. Father God, we ask you to cancel and destroy the transfer of any and every evil spirit that would try to come against or oppose you at the touch, on the breath, in the atmosphere, or the leaving of residue as a trap to snare an unsuspecting child of God. We cancel a transfer of spirits and music, which is ungodly in form and in practice, which the enemy tries to convince believers it's okay to participate with. Teach us, Father, to be mindful and discerning in and of spirits so that we will not offend you. Father, we ask you to bind the works, the deeds, and the intentions of any evil spirit, any evil human spirit, to destroy and cancel any of their evil desires against your children at the seed, the root, the trunk, the branch, the budding, and the fruit. Let none of the evil intentions mature and come to pass for those who believe on the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I ask you to bind those evil spirits, evil human spirits, the witches, the shamans, sorcerers, wizards, druids, enchantress, necromancers, and priests of evil intents that practice those things that abhor you, that go against your very nature, to cancel and destroy the works of hoodoo, voodoo, santeria, powwow, earth and water magic, white, black, and blue magic in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to bind the works of false religions, Islam, Taoism, Buddhist, Hinduist, Mormons, Gaia, worshippers of Mother Earth, and the evil works of spiritual wickedness in high places, their works and any and all evil spirits that are not named in this prayer, but you know them by the Holy Spirit. You know them by their name and you know them by their nature. And Father God, you know and you recognize that they are not of you. Father God, we ask you to wrap them in chains and fetters of iron and seal them with the blood covering of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and send them to the pit until the day that he returns and shall pass judgment at his and your appointed time. And Father God, as we close this prayer, your word says, therefore I tell you, that whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you will receive it and it will be yours. Father God, those are the requests of my heart. Father God, I also ask you that you draw it in everyone on this line this morning, Father God, closer to you. Draw them to your word, draw them to your heart. Draw them to your spirit, Father God. Envelop us in your will so that we may know what it is to please a living God. Let us hide your word in our heart, Father God, that we won't sin against you. And if we do make a mistake, Father God, we know that you're faithful and you're just to forgive. As we recognize and repent and turn away from our wicked ways. Father God, we love you. We love you. We love you. And we praise you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth, the name above all names. We pray. Amen. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we're going to read starting verse 19 through 26. I'm going to read out of the King James Version, and it reads, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also useful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that impose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Thank you for your word, Father God, that it calls us to seeing, knowing, and doing your will, not the will of the God of this earth, but your will. And that's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 through 26. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about faith. And we've talked about faith and the supporting structures of faith. We've said that faith is accompanied by belief, trust, obedience, effort, and hope. And that every believer has been given a measure. Faith draws us to trust in a God that never fails. He never disappoints. To trust in the Word of God that reveals who he is, that makes him real in the lives of the believers and the followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A trust that he is exactly who he says he is, can do what he says he can do, and has finished the work on the cross on our behalf. This morning, we're going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and look at hope. Not just the definition of hope, but hope in its fullest, as it's defined by Scripture and fulfilled in and by the Word of God. Now, when we think about it, we talk about hope. Often we look at hope as an expectation or a desire for a certain thing or certain events to happen. A feeling of trust. A person or a thing that may help or save someone, the belief that something good is going to happen, a desired wish or expectation, an ambition, goal. But we should look at what Scripture has to say about hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in the believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Romans 15, verse 13. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into his grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. And I'm reading out of the ESV. But if you have a Bible, the scriptures that I'm giving you, the scriptures that the Holy Spirit has led us to, are still filled with power. And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. Psalms 39 and 7. But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Romans 8:25. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the death. I'm talking about hope this morning. A hope that sustains us, a hope that builds us, a hope that looks forward with great expectation of the goodness of God to come. The hope of the righteous brings joy, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. Proverbs 10 and 28. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away. Our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparisons. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. For in this hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? Without hope, it's difficult to trust in a God that you can't see. Because hope reaches out, it grasps for what we can't see, because we believe in the assurance within our hearts, what does the Bible teach us about hope? I'm trying to answer that question for us this morning as the Holy Spirit has laid it on our heart. To read Scripture and what it has to say about itself, the Word of God, clarifying Scripture. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Because of our hope in the blood of Jesus, as a believer, we don't have to worry about the shame of our sins, about our past. When we put our hope, our trust wholly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we confess our sins and are covered by his sacrifice, he He has already atoned for us. Anything that we would ever do, all we have to do is acknowledge him with our hearts. For real, for real. Not playing. Not doing something and then asking for repentance and then turning back to what we were doing. No, to repent with our whole heart. Because we could never do anything that's good enough. It's only through the grace of God. It's only through the grace of God that we as a believer can go boldly to the throne of grace and seek God's hope because of Christ and his intercession for us. Under the old law, you had one man that broke one commandment. And because of that, God gave the old covenant with the people of Israel that had over 600 laws. They could never fulfill that. They tried. He prepared a way. But through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he finished that work once and for all and sealed it with his blood. Surely there is a future and your hope will not be cut off. Proverbs 23 and 18. With the blood of Christ, here's the truth. And this is what hope does for us. It doesn't matter what's going on around us, what our circumstances are. We can look to Jesus. Because in Christ there is hope that there is a bright future. He's working in us at this very moment, this very second. Even as we're on this call, Jesus is working in our hearts and in our minds. He's working out our destiny and his kingdom. So much so that as we depart from this life, our hope is in eternal peace and joy and comfort through the shedding of his blood. The favor of God rests on those who put their hope in him. And he gives us an ability to raise, to excel our gifts, our talents beyond even our own expectations. The goodness of the Lord should be present in our speech and in our actions. Why? Because of the hope that we have in our hearts. The word says the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Hope reveals the love of God that's in every believer. As we are moved by the Spirit of God to show our love and our concern for others, and that we hope that they would come to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hope is the filter that expresses love in action, that expresses love in deed, not just words. The word says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen, Hebrews 11 and 1, and that's out of the ESV. But as we look at the Bible, it gives us the answer about what hope truly is. I'm also going to read Hebrews 11:1 out of the King James Version, because that's what a lot of us are familiar with. And it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." I want to pay particular attention to the first half of that verse. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. If faith is the substance of things hoped for, the question becomes, what does the Bible define as a substance of hope? Thank God for his word, because he clears it right up. And in our studies, as we read scripture, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is our hope. The mysteries hidden before ages and generations, but now revealed to the saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1, verses 26 and 27. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by command of God, our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, our hope. We're talking about Jesus Christ being our hope. 1 Timothy 1 and 1. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we look at hope from God's perspective, we find that hope is another part of his great plan to redeem mankind through the person of his son. And it's accounted for from the foundations of creation. Hope is an anchor for the soul that is sure and steadfast, and it's unmovable. And hope provides a way for us to enter into salvation through Jesus Christ. So when God desired to show more convincingly the heirs of the promise, the unchanged character of for his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain. And I just read Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 through 19. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Not just with your senses. The Holy Spirit will work in and with your spirit so that you can hear and understand the word of God in your heart. You can see it move with your eyes, and it carries you into action to do the will of God. The word says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Ephesians 2, chapter 8 and 9. I'm sorry, Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. And when the word talks about in the second half of the verse, the evidence of not seeing, the evidence of things not seen, it says that at that moment, God gives us the Holy Spirit of promise as a guarantee to our salvation. Acts 1, 4, and 5 says, and while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Acts 33 says, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. You see, the Holy Spirit seals us until the day of redemption. And it gives us the ability to understand Scripture and to walk in newness of life. First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 16 says, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person, which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given to us by God. And we import this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 13. When we have the confidence are the hope of our salvation, it gives us the ability to understand the word of God and power to walk in the newness of what we receive. It also makes visible changes in our lives as we become more like Christ. As we look at Scripture, hope points to Jesus. The evidence of things that are not seen points to the Holy Spirit. It's in and through the Holy Spirit that we get to know who God is. As the Holy Spirit reveals, explains, provides understanding and wisdom as we draw close to God. Father God, I thank you for your message. I thank you for hearts and spirits that are drawn to you. Father God, give us understanding. Bring clarity of mind as we look to you, as we look in your word, to help us understand and to receive what the Spirit is trying to speak to us. Father God, we ask you to humble us and not turn away when things are difficult, because it's your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, that dwells in us, that has come to comfort and to guide us in your ways, in your will, according to your word. Teach us, Father God, how to follow you. Show us what we need to do, Father. It's only by your Spirit. It's only in your love. It's only in your heart that bring sight to the blind, that bring healing to broken hearts and broken bodies. If we believe, Father, if we believe, and we do believe, we want your word grafted on our heart. Your Spirit to walk with us, to talk with us, and care for us as we go through our day. Father, your word says that there will be struggles. There will be pain. There will be suffering. But it produces endurance. It produces patience. So, Lord, please keep us from striving. Teach us to be gentle with all men, patient, to teach as the Holy Spirit leads. If you listen to the message this morning and God is placing it on your heart that, yes, I want to understand. Yes, I want the Holy Spirit. Yes, I want the Word of God to become real in my life. Follow this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know that my sins have separated me from you and God the Father. Jesus, I need you. I want you to come into my heart. as I've listened, I've come to know and to understand that there's no way to the Father but through you and you alone. Lord Jesus, I thank you for sacrificing your life and being obedient unto death. I'm tired of doing things my way. Help me to do things your way. Please come into my life. Enter my heart to be my own Lord and Savior. Please fill the inward parts of me that longs for you. Thank you for the blood that you shed on the cross for the forgiveness of my sins so that I could be forgiven. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your grace. Father God, I thank you for your mercy, your peace, and your grace. And this I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. You're an awesome God. And there's none like you. There never was, and there never will be. Father, you're awesome, great and mighty. And Father, that your children would draw close to you just to know you in the fullness of who you are. And you've given us your word. You've given us the Holy Spirit to help us understand, to bring clarity to our hearts, to bring understanding to our minds and healing to our bodies. Father God, we pray that those that seek you would get to know you in the fullness of who you are. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ, the Father of the world. Savior. Rose from the dead. Awesome ruler. Crucified. Hope of glory. One day. I am grateful. He loved me enough. Just to know him.
Yourself.